Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Thanks for joining us for Red Rock Retirement Radio. My name is Colin Stauffer. I'm not only an author, but I'm also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to discussing financial topics, we can cover it all. Now, with that being said, please remember this is just a show and everything you hear should be considered informational, as in not financial advice. If you want personalized financial advice, then request more from my team by going to redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my colleague, Colby Chetwin. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Colby's going to be reading your questions and I'll do my best to answer them. You can submit your questions each week by emailing them to questions@redrockretirementradio. Let's begin.
Hey, Colin, how has inflation affected retirees over the past few years?
This is a great question, as most of you who are listening probably paid attention to the cost of groceries and the cost of gas and all the things that are going up. So let's dive into this. And I like to talk about this through an example. So my wife and I, we are absolutely enamored or addicted to, if you would, to Oreos. Now, I used to be able to go to the grocery store and buy a decent sized packet of double stuffed Oreos for about $2.50. The problem I have recently is that we went to that same store and I went to buy my Oreos, and what happened was my package is half the size, and it doesn't just cost me $2.50 anymore. It cost me $3.50. The thing that I'm so frustrated about with my Oreos is that I am not going to stop buying my Oreos because I'm nearly addicted to them. So instead of just buying one package of Oreos for $2.50, I'm now going to buy two packages at $3.50 each. Underestimating the impact of inflation can be pretty severe if we're not paying attention to what we're invested in, how we're invested, what kind of risk we're taking. In fact, over the last few years, since about 2020, our cost of living has gone up by 20%. 20% over the last 3, 4, 5 years. That's a massive, massive jump, especially for those who are getting prepared to go into retirement or who are in retirement. This is not a problem we can ignore. Nor do I believe that inflation is going away anytime soon. In fact, I predict that if we don't get some of our government spending reduced, inflation is going to be super high for a lot longer than we expected. Hyperinflation, extremely high inflation, the 7, 8, 9% we saw just a year or two ago. I don't think that's going away anytime soon, and we've got to have a plan for it. On a side note, we also need to be prepared that inflation's never going away. In fact, it's built into our economic models. We want to see a 2% cost of living adjustment each and every year. That means our economy is growing. So how has this impacted retirees over the past few years? Well, let's go back to the Oreos. You get half the amount of Oreos for just about the same price, a little bit more actually than you were getting before. This becomes a problem when you don't have any long-term assets. The problem a lot of retirees have is you can't withstand the volatility that comes with these long-term assets and the returns that come. Meaning a lot of times we look at the stock market as our long-term bucket, but a lot of retirees don't. They look at that, they have their 401ks, they have their IRAs, they have their Roths, their brokerage accounts, their money's invested in the markets. Like, all right, I'm going to retire this year and I'm going to start taking money out. Well, the problem we have with that is most of your money, a lot of times, or at least half of it, is in this bucket of assets that can go down if there's a recession. There's a down market, the market's going down. There's economic turmoil, world turmoil, wars, interest rates go up. Things like this can impact our ability to use those assets, meaning we fall into a bear market. The markets are going down is what that means. And we don't want to take any assets out of our investments when they're going down. But at the same time, we need these assets. So jumping into this, what I'm really trying to tell you is I want to be in the stock market. I want to be in equities, but do not use those equities as part of your income plan. You should not be using Apple, Microsoft, Tesla, these are just examples, not recommendations. Those really shouldn't be your income assets. Those should be my long-term assets. I should not be touching those assets for at least the next 10 years, because what those are doing for us is they're keeping up with that inflation, whether it's the 2% inflation or whether it's the 8% inflation that we've seen lately. What we want, we want to see those assets appreciate, grow, get to a place where then we can say, all right, we're getting close to our 10 years of this money being in the markets. Let's siphon some of that off the top to help me with my income, because our income buckets are typically not as aggressive. Our returns are not as large as if we were in the stock or bond market. We can sometimes use bonds as part of our income plan, but I specifically don't recommend using bonds as part of our income. They have some volatility. They have some risks associated with them as well, and we can get into that another time. So as we keep going through here, we want to look at a couple of different things on top of this. One, we look at COLAs that are built into our fixed assets. So if we are living off of Social Security, pensions, rental, yeah, we may get a cost of living adjustment, but oftentimes, specifically for Social Security, that cost of living adjustment doesn't keep up with inflation. And we've got to be prepared for that. Social Security should not be my only source of income. I should have other assets out there so that when my Oreos go up in cost, I can afford them still, because I can pull from another bucket. The other thing we want to do is continually watch and make sure we're adjusting our spending habits, or at least paying attention to how we're spending our money. Because some of us get a little bit more comfortable than we should in spending money, and we should keep an eye on that, continually visit it, make sure that we're doing what we should be doing, spending what we should be spending. For a long time, inflation was quite low for many, many decades, until right about the 80s is when it was really high. And we saw this amazing economy that wasn't too expensive for us, for our foods and our things we buy on a daily basis, the things we enjoy using or need to use and buy often. So we got comfortable. Well, we don't want to be comfortable going into retirement. We want to be prepared for going into retirement. We need to know that there is going to be inflation, that it is impacting retirees and those who are getting ready to retire. Because your $1 million portfolio today, if you're retiring in 10 years from now, let's say, well, you may need more like $1.3 million because my buying power is lesser than. So if you've noticed this, if you noticed your grocery bill, your gas, your healthcare costs going up, that's probably a huge impact to retirement, and you need to be prepared for it and plan against it.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started.